The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ellen Wells, author of the Just Veggies blog here at Planter's Place. Today, let's discuss something that my mother thinks I totally dislike. That would be peas. Last spring, I planted peas, and quite honestly, I didn't have much success. I had no pods to pick whatsoever. The plants grew no taller than a foot, if that, really. Several factors could be in play. Poor soil fertility, temperature fluctuations, birds. I really was just planting peas by the seat of my pants, sowing a row and hoping that something would grow. This year, I'll be a bit more mindful of their care and requirements. St. Patrick's Day week is the traditional pea planting time here in New England. The cool early spring weather is ideal for peas, and when the ground is thawed just enough, then the time is right. Although, we still have about 4 inches of snow outside, so I have a week or so before I can get going. Here's what I plan to do to give my peas a fighting chance. I'm going to make sure I have a good, rich soil. I'll add a bunch of that compost I've been making, dig that into the soil, and give the seeds something nutritious in which to grow. Nothing likes soil that is too soggy. My soil is somewhat well-draining, but I'll be sure to plant the peas in hills so that there's no standing water. I'll pick a sunny spot. Peas like sun. And while I have no overhead canopy of trees, there is a nearby building that does block the sun late in the afternoon. Apparently, soaking pea seeds overnight helps activate the germination process. I've never tried that, and this is the first I've heard of it, but I'll give it a try and see how it goes. Because I have a small garden and space is at a premium, I'll plant these pea seeds around the base of a tripod-shaped support made out of bamboo stakes, or wood. The vines can then grow up the stakes, saving me room on the ground. You could also use a tomato cage to grow them on. I know I won't be using mine for several months. When the pea plants have sprouted and have grown about 2 inches, I'll apply a liquid fertilizer just once. Peas make their own nitrogen like other members of the legume family, so they'll need just this one fertilizer application as they're starting off. Most importantly, I will cover my peas with netting so that those birds don't pluck at their tender, developing leaves. As soon as I see about 2 sets of true leaves on the plants, I'll begin my efforts to protect them. Protection against pests and diseases. That's a good question. I know I can expect mildew of some sort to appear in the leaves, but that's if the birds and the slugs don't get at them first. Quite honestly, I'll deal with that situation when it comes about. But I'll likely use a compost tea and the foliar benefits it provides. If all goes well, I should be harvesting my first crop of peas about mid-May. I'll try to plant successive crops every 2 weeks for about 8 weeks, realizing that the last crop will be dragging from the heat by the end of June. I'll let you know how it goes. Well, thanks for listening. Catch me here again for another Just Veggies podcast pretty soon.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.